remember her husband real well and what he stood for. You know, it's good to see and run upon some of these old saints of God, because we're still part of Christ's bride. We're going home to see him one day. This song here reminds me of a lot of those things that I'm going to meet on the other side. I don't know much about what's over there, but I'm going there. Don't you listen to the words that they're going to say. On the other side, listen to them. Listen to them.
Streets of pure gold, my son. man sit at my table. A meager supply you may find, but oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me a king to me. I've everything, all that I need, all that I need is treasures unseen. Now my God made this world full of beauty and the things we enjoy every day. The secrets not in hidden possession, loving God and serving Him each day. And oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king, makes me a king.
One another, let our visitors know you're glad to have them tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Sir. sing that first verse without music with me tonight. Will you help me? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch. Oh, yes, thank God. He's worthy of all praise tonight. Amen. Will you turn with me to the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22 through verse number 25. And you pray for us tonight that we'll be able to get absent from the body and get present with the Lord. Amen. We always want the Lord's will to be done. Amen. That's what it's all about. We're here to be a help. Amen. To each one tonight. Amen. That's our heart's desire along this journey. We're all on a journey. We're all trying to just make it home. Amen. You know that tonight? Amen. Like one of the preachers, I believe it was Jake Cash, told his wife one time, he said, if we can just make it to the grave, we'll be all right from there. Amen. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22, reading through verse number 25. We see here in Hebrews, amen, exhortation of faithfulness. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 22, reading through verse number 25. The Bible said, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled with from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Listen at this verse number 25. Amen. And this is, I've seen something in this I hadn't seen before, and I wanted to bring it out tonight. Amen. Verse number 25. He said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. You've heard that before. But exhorting one another, and so much the more. As you see that day approaching, maybe seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how tonight, Lord, I pray, God, that you'll touch our body one more time, Lord, as we climb upon the sacred stand, Lord, to preach your word, God. Lord, I thank you for the good congregation, Lord, that we have here tonight. Lord, we have certainly missed those that's not able tonight to be here, those that are gone or sick or things like that. But God, I pray, Lord, we thankful for those that made their way to the house of God, Lord, to worship one more time. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless the reading of your word. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. I want us to look at that verse number 25 one more time. The Bible said, and not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. Listen, then I seen this tonight. Listen, neighbor, that I've never really preached on. Listen, but notice what he says right here. And so much more. Amen. Listen, and so much more. Listen, as you see that day soon approaching. Amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, and neighbor, just a little while tonight, it'd be on that. Right there. So much the more. Amen. So much more. And because we can all agree tonight, neighbor, if we look in today's society, we look at all the signs and the wonders, listen, we can all agree that day is soon approaching. Listen, I believe the Bible said, Brother Herman, it's even nigh at the door. Listen, I believe that tonight. I believe I'm listening for the sound. Sister Becky is going to split the eastern skies. Neighbor, we're heaven bound. Amen. I'm looking for that day. Listen, and I hope you're prepared. Neighbor, for that day tonight. Listen, but he said, listen, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves life together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, amen. As we see that day approaching, amen. And so tonight as we look at that, so much more, amen. Listen, there's so much more that we need to be doing. There's so much more, listen, that we need to be about our Father's business tonight, amen. He said, for look unto the fields, for they're white for harvest, for the laborers are few tonight. Listen, neighbor, amen. I thought about when we reach that point, listen, in our Christian walk tonight, listen, that you desire and see the need in your life. Listen, you can have so much more, amen. Listen, neighbor, when we look at our Christian walk, amen, and we see ourselves tonight, listen, and we examine it, and we say, Lord, I see where we could do so much more. I see in my life that I could be so much more. Listen, we ought to strive daily for the advancement of the kingdom of God tonight. Listen, but that desire, I never to do so much more, amen. Listen, and he said we need to do more of this as we see that day soon approaching. Listen, neighbor, today, three things tonight that I believe we need to see and do, the so much the more, amen. Listen, first of all, tonight, I believe, amen, if there's ever been a time we need to be, listen, a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, so much more today. Neighbor, why is that? Because we see that day soon approaching. Amen. Do you agree with me? Amen. Listen, we need to let our light shine. Amen. For a lost and dying world. Listen, we need to be that witness tonight. Amen. Our witness tonight is a vital part of a Christian life. Listen, neighbor, true believers will have a desire to share with others what God has done. Ain't that good tonight? Yes, sir. Amen. And that's what it ought to be. We ought to have a desire to be a witness unto a lost and dying world. Amen. And he said that we even do. Our brother Don, we need to be more of this when we see that day soon approaching. Amen. Amen. They sing that song, let my light be a light. Amen. Let it be a light for Jesus tonight. Amen. There's been a time so much more. Amen. So much more. Listen, and he's talking about the faithfulness here in the book of Hebrews. Amen. To be that witness that we need to be tonight. Look at what the Bible says in the book of St. John, chapter number 4, verse number 28 and verse number 29. Listen, neighbor, he said these things we need to do more and more. Listen, and I believe number one tonight we need to be that witness. Amen. Amen. The Bible said, John 4 and 28. Amen. The Bible said the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said unto the men. I look at verse number 29. Listen, neighbor, come and see a man. Amen. Come. I see a man. We heard that in Sunday school this morning. I listen, she said, come, I see a man which has told me all things that ever I did. She said, is not this the Christ? I listen, neighbor, tonight. I could just see that little old lady. There she was an outcast. I listen, neighbor, as Derek taught on this morning. Amen. Jesus was not even supposed to be having any dealings with her, him being a Jew, her a Samaritan. Amen. The Samaritan people that day was an outcast because of intermarrying. I listened to some of the Jews and intermarried with them. I listened and they was considered out, outcast, how the downtrodden. I listened, the Bible said Jesus went to where she was. I listened, and he began to, I listened, drink, amen, from that water that day. And he told her, said, listen, he said, if you'll put within, if you'll ask of me, I'll put within you a fountain of living water, that you'll never thirst anymore. I listened, Jesus forgave her. I redeemed her. I restored her. I listened, and that day, she became a witness. Amen. She went to the highways and the byways of Samaria and told them, said, listen, I said, come see a man that's told me all things. I listened. I said, is this not the Christ? I listened. I listened, and the Bible said that many of them Samaritans, I believed. Amen. Listen. Because of her testimony of what Jesus Christ had done for her. I'm telling you tonight, the greatest witness and neighbor we can be is when we share to the world what Jesus has done for me. Amen. Listen, he said we need to be a witness. We need to be a greater witness. So in other words, tonight, even more so is what he said. I've seen that. I've quoted that scripture many times. Amen. It says, fail not to assemble yourselves together in a manner of some is. When you see that, they soon approach him. But I seen that in there this week where it said, the more so. Even more so. When you see that day soon approaching. In other words, today, we need to be doing it more. More today than it was in them days. More today than it was in our forefathers' days. More than it was when they created this church. More than when you got saved and I got saved. More so today because we see that day soon approaching. I believe he's coming, don't you? I believe we live in a world that don't believe it. Hey, man, you can tell by the way they act. You can tell by the way they live. Their life, they're not looking for Jesus to come. But every day that I get up, I look for him, don't you? I'm looking for him. Amen. I look toward the eastern sky and think, well, today could be the day. And I believe we're to live our life like that, Sister Peggy, that every day could be our last day. Every day is a representation of Jesus Christ. When we're once saved, when we're born again, we become a representative of Jesus Christ. Not only do we represent him, we represent church, we represent the individual that we are. And listen, he said, and even more so, when you see that day soon approaching, we need to be a greater witness today. We need to go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come in that his house may be full. Amen. We need to be a witness. Just share what Jesus Christ has done for you. He said, even more so when you see that day soon approaching. Amen. Listen, you let a new restaurant open up, we'll say, over in Marietta. Amen. And man, they got one of them buffet bars. You know, that's my favorite. The way it says buffet, I love it. Amen. Amen. You let one of them places come open over there, Brother Timmy, over there in Marietta somewhere. And listen, I'll get home, and man, I'm talking about all you can do is take a nap. Man, you've eaten so much and the food is so good. Listen, you begin to just put it on Facebook and all that kind of junk. I listened to a neighbor today, and you begin to tell everybody, just tell them by word of mouth how good it is. And man, I went over there. They had a ribeye that was that thick. Man, I ordered that thing, and it was just so good. I mean, you know what you've done? You've convinced somebody else to go try that restaurant out. Hey, man, they're going to go. Matter of fact, if I knew where it was, I'd go over tonight. Hey, man, I'm about to starve to death. I listened to a neighbor, but you know what? That's the way we ought to be with Jesus Christ. Listen, we ought to present him tonight, Brother Herman, as how good he is. Amen. Listen, so I know he's going to be the judge. I listen, and one day after a while, I know he's the great I am and the great physician, but we need to show him to the world just how good he is to me. I listen, how I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never been hungry. I've never been thirsty. I've never went for a lack of a clothes upon my back or shoes upon my feet. I listen, God has been good to me, and that's what he's saying. We need to share it to the world. Amen. We need to share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need to be a greater witness to the world of what Jesus can do. I've said this a lot of times. We're the only Bible a lot of people ever read. Amen. Listen, the majority of the people will not visit this church because of who I am, but they'll visit because they want to hear you, what you say about it. Amen. How good it is. If you go out in the world next week and you tell them how sorry the preacher is, he preaches too long, he preaches too rough, who's going to want to come? Amen. But if you'll go out and you'll tell the people how excited you are about being in the house of God, what great services we're having, we're seeing souls saved, we're seeing the church attitude, and we're that kind of witness. I listen, neighbor, tonight, the people, they'll have a desire to come to the house of God. They really will. Share the good news. Be that witness. And he said tonight, Brother Lonnie, even more so when they see that day soon approaching. Even more so. It's more important today than it was yesterday. Amen. For us to let our light shine for the gospel of Jesus Christ tonight. He said, listen, he said, even more so. Even more the so. Amen. He said here, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. She went back to those same people that considered themselves to be outcasts. She went back to those same people and told them what Jesus Christ had done for them. And the Bible said several of them had come to know Jesus Christ because of her testimony. I wonder how many tonight we could see saved because of the testimony that you've got and I've got, that a lost and dying world needs to hear what Jesus can do for you and I tonight. So much more. You think, well, preacher, I'm doing a lot, but we need to do so much more. We need to do so much more. I have a desire to do so much more. Amen. I don't feel like I'm doing enough. Amen. I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what God could do if we get into that. I want to do more. I want to do more. They used to sing that song, I want to know more about my Lord. We're to have that desire tonight. Listen, that we want to do more for Jesus Christ. We want to be that witness to a lost and dying world. Amen. So much more. So much the more is what he said. And I believe it's when it, listen, we as believers, we have that desire to share with others what God has done in their lives tonight. Number one, I believe so much more will be a greater witness, don't you? Amen. I look at me and I say, preacher, I need to be a better witness. Amen. I need to be a better witness for God tonight. I need to be a better witness for our church. I need to be a better witness for the community. I listen, I just have a desire to be more, to know more, to study more, and be that that God would have me to be tonight. Lord, to have that desire to be so much more, to be so much more, a better witness. And then number two, he said it in the scripture, fell not to assemble ourselves together. Amen. Listen, I believe it's so much more important today, number one, witness, and number two, to worship. Amen. To worship. Amen. Look at what the Bible said in John chapter number 4 and verse number 23, talking about worshiping God. He said, but the hour cometh and now is. The hour cometh and now is. When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Do you realize tonight Jesus' desire is people to worship him? He said, if I be lifted up, what? I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Amen. Fail not to assemble. It's more important that we worship God today. Worship tonight is in the spirit. Worship comes in the spirit, and it comes from the heart. Amen. This mouth-felt religion ain't worth two dead flies to me. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, I don't care if you dot every I and cross every T. I listen, neighbor, today, if it don't come from the heart, it don't do me no good. But I desire that spirit-filled, amen, services tonight when I come to the house of God, I to be fed. I want to be fed when I come. Amen. What good would it be tonight if I drove over to Marietta to that great buffet I was talking about, and I walk in and them say, we're closed. Amen. Amen. That's, boy, I'd be upset. I'd be upset. Listen, that's the way we ought to come to the house of God. We ought to have an even more so desire to come that we may hear the meat, the meat from the Word of God. Our worship, he said we need to do this even more so as we see that day soon approaching. Amen. The best place is in the house of God. That's the best place to worship. Amen. Now, there's no, I worship going down the road. I can turn a good radio song on. I've listened to tapes of preachers preaching. But there's nothing that takes place about coming together in a building with a group of baptized believers that, listen, they join together as a family. I listen, and they just come and make melody with their heart and they begin to sing the songs of Zion. I listen. Somebody asked me here the other week, said, I don't understand. And you Baptist folks said you think you got to go twice on Sunday and one on Wednesday. I looked at them and I said, really, to be honest with you, it's not enough. Amen. We really ought to come every day, because why? Because I need that worship time with the Lord. He said we need to be doing it more now than we've ever had. We need to be doing it more now. Why? Because that day is soon approaching. That day is soon approaching. Amen. The Bible said, but the hour cometh, and now is. And now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. To be in the worship. Amen. Worship is a vital to our spiritual makeup and survival today. It really is. Amen. And so many times, that's why I enjoy Wednesday night so much, because Sunday morning, Sunday night, man, I'm ready to fight the devil on Monday. Man, I've got my spiritual battery charged. Amen. But by Wednesday, I'm kind of getting a little bit defeated, kind of getting down. You know what I'm saying? Man, you need that spiritual renewing that only you can get from coming to the house of God. Amen. The only place you can get gas for your car is where? The gas station. Amen. That's what we are. We're just an old-fashioned Holy Spirit filling station for the redeemed. Amen. That's what we are. Amen. We're just a filling station. Why do I come up here on Sunday morning and Sunday night? I want to fill you with something. Amen. That's going to get you through the week and going to get you through until we make it to eternity. That's what I mean. I just want to get you pressing on, for it won't be long until Jesus returns. He said we need to do more of this because we see that day is just around the corner. No time to give up. No time to give in. No time to raise the white flag of surrender. Worship. We need worship. He said even more so when you see that day approaching. So in other words, tonight we need to be doing more of it today than they did 20 years ago. And listen, if the Lord tarries, they'll need to do more of it than we're doing today. Worship, amen. We see it, number one, we see it here in the book of Hebrews as his exhortation of the faithfulness. I listen, there's some things that we need to be faithful about. He said, and we need to do so much more of this. It's to be a witness, amen. The greatest witness you can be is to worship God. Amen. It's to worship God. You know, I remember a time when I was growing up, everybody knew your neighbors. Your neighbors was really part of your family. They really was. And like I said, at my house, there was as many that wouldn't halt as it was. Amen. They'd eat mama's biscuits and everything else. Amen. Sometimes you'd have to run them off. Amen. Your family, you really was. And that's the way the house of God, it's not that way now. You don't even know your name. There's people that live on my road that I don't even know who they are. I guess I would be ashamed to say that, but they are. But you know, I guarantee you, they know where I'm at tonight. When they see me pull out of my driveway, they know, well, there he goes. He's headed to church. He's going to church. Got my Bible on my desk, got my Sunday go to meeting clothes on. He's going to the house of God. Your greatest witness is going to worship. Amen. You realize that? Because listen, if we don't go to worship, how are we supposed to witness to somebody? Is that not true? If we don't go to worship, if we just lay out on Sunday and you know they're out there, they're cutting their grass, you're cutting their grass, there's no difference. Then what kind of witness is that? Amen. But to go to the house of God, see, a lot of you today, you can say, hey, man, I done that tonight. Ain't I glad? God's going to bless you. You came to worship. You fought the devil. He told you not to come. You came anyway. Amen. Worship is the greatest witness we can be to a lost and dying world, that the world will be able to see Jesus in our life. Worship. Come to worship. I like that song that says, brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Amen. But all is vain unless the Spirit comes down. We have met to worship. Amen. Man, I think about all the ones that are gone on the other side that we have worshiped with. Some of the greatest memories of my life. The greatest memories of my life, Brother Herman, has been in the house of God. Is that not true, Brother Lonnie? Is that not true, Brother Gary? Some of the greatest experience. Listen, some of the biggest blessings of my life, Brother Johnny, is when we talked about going to the house of God. Amen. When Brother Lawrence was still living and we'd go down there and we'd visit with him and listen, eat buttermilk and cornbread and onion, and we'd just talk about going to the house of God. We're talking about worshiping the Lord. Amen. That's what excites me. I'm telling you. And I'm afraid today. Listen. When we was young, that's where we found our friends at, was the house of God. Amen. That's where I found my wife at, was the house of God. Listen, neighbor, now, going to the house of God has been a vital, important part of my life. Amen. And I pray so many of our young people today, Sister Doris, they're missing that. They're missing it. Parents don't mind carrying them everywhere. They'll carry them all over the country, do everything in the world. But they won't bring them to the house of God. And they're missing that. And that's why you see the crowds across the country getting fewer and fewer and fewer. Amen. Because if we don't bring them now, you take Gavin right there, he'll be 3 years old in October. And listen, if they don't bring him to church tonight, what makes you think he's going to come when he's 19, 20, 21? So worship tonight is of vital importance. Worship tonight is one of your greatest witnesses. Amen. So in other words, tonight, you've done one of the best things tonight is just by being in the house of God. It's important. It's an important part. You've got a place. Nobody can take your place. Nobody can fill your shoes. You're very important to this church, and it takes each and every one of us to keep it going forward tonight. Worship is a vital part of our survival. It's our filling station. He said here, we need so much more. We need so much more. When we see that day soon approaching, we need so much more of it. We need more. Number one tonight, he said, we need more to be a witness. And then number two, to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And then number three tonight, so much more. And that's to work. Amen. Work. He said what I said about the fields being white for harvest, but the what? The laborers are few. Amen. You know what I'm hearing all across Rockmart? We've been blessed. We've got all these new businesses coming. Got new restaurants coming. But you know what I'm hearing, Hazel, from every one of them that come? You know what they tell me? They can't find nobody to work. Did you ever think people would be saying, they can't get no worker. Nobody wants to work anymore. Ain't that something? I reckon they want it handed to them on a silver platter. But nobody wants to work anymore. That's what they tell me. Listen, I went to the Crystal in Cedartown a couple of months ago, and it was closed, and up on the sign it said, due to lack of employees. I couldn't even get a Crystal hamburger. Amen. That'd been Krispy Kreme, I'd have went to Rome. But I'm telling you, ain't that a shame? But ain't that a shame that you go in these restaurants, Brother Timmy? We've all seen it. We go in there, and there's a line from here to the door. You got one girl that's trying to carry the whole restaurant, and listen, and she acts like she really don't want to be there. And you know, and you have to wait, get your food. You order a hamburger, you get chicken nuggets, and man, everything's just a mess. And it's because they don't have any workers. They don't have any workers. But can I say this tonight? You see the same thing in churches. You see the same thing in churches tonight. Amen. Everybody just listen. And I'm not being ugly. I'm just telling you the truth. That's what I've done for nearly 11 years, and it's worked so far. Everybody likes to ride the little red wagon down the hill, but nobody wants to push it back up. Is that all right to say that tonight? Amen. Amen. We need workers in the vineyard. We need workers. He said, when do we need these workers, preacher? He said, even more so. Even more so when you see that day soon approaching. Well, you know what worries me is you don't see people learning how to play the piano no more. You don't see people wanting to learn the guitar anymore. You don't see people even wanting to go to the choir anymore. Amen. Is that not the truth? We just want to come. We want to come and we just want to enjoy it. Amen. We will go. I know, you know, here's how I do. I come, we're going to have a big eating. Man, I'll go out there in the fellowship hall. And man, you know what? I just want to be the pig. Amen. But I don't realize somebody's got to cook it. Somebody's got to cook it. We're blessed, some of the greatest cooks in this side of the country. When this church was talking to me about becoming their pastor, I said, let's have a fellowship meeting and eat. Amen. That was the key right there. That's what got me. Amen. If you couldn't have cooked, I wouldn't have came. It's the truth. Amen. We got some of the best cooks in the country. But Denise, what's going to happen when this generation's gone? Not saying these younger folks can't cook. Now, I get myself in a mess sometimes. Not saying they can't cook, but can I say they won't cook? Amen. Amen. I'm bad about getting myself in mess. I mean, that's really the first argument me and Lisa ever had, really. When we first got married, she was telling me all these things. You know, said, you know, my daddy can do this and my daddy can do that. My daddy can do this and my daddy can do that. Y'all, you ever, and Brother Timmy, I made the worst mistake in the world. I looked at her and said, my mama cooks. That didn't go over very well. Oh, my goodness. Maybe I shouldn't even say that tonight. But what I'm saying tonight, I said that to say this. And she loved, we've been together. Hallelujah. I got the best wife in the world. I do. God. Timmy Montgomery said do that. But anyway, getting back to the message tonight and trying to get back in the spirit. He said we need workers even more so. Even more so. So it's more important now that we say, hey, let me work. Let me put me to work. Give me something to do. I want to work to be a witness. I want to be something for this church that will continue to grow, whether it's teaching Sunday school or whether it's this or whether it's that. I just want to be a worker. I like seeing our choir packed out. I don't care if we can't sing a lick. I just want to see it full. Amen. And it worries me because I don't see that as far as the next generation coming up. People just don't have a desire for that. But he said, Peggy, we need to be doing more of it. We need to be doing more of it because that day is soon approaching. Listen, this thing's fixing to wipe out. This thing's fixing to wind up. This thing's fixing to be over. So if we're going to work for God, we better do it now. We better do it now. So much more is what he said in the scripture. So much more. Look at what the Bible says in John chapter number 9 and verse number 4. Look what he says. John chapter 9, he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. For the night time cometh when no man shall work. Amen. In other words, tonight we need to work while the opportunity is there. Amen. And the opportunity is available to carry on the cause of Christ. Amen. Because listen, right now tonight, July the 7th, 2019, it's your time. It's your time to work. It's your time. There will come a time that I'm not able. There will come a time that you're not able. Amen. to do what we can possibly do. So in other words, now is the time. And if we don't do it now, if we don't sow the seed today, there'll not be a harvest tomorrow. There'll not be a harvest. I've said this a lot of times. I'm reaping the harvest of things that I didn't even sow. People before me sowed that harvest that I'm reaping tonight. So in other words, tonight we need to sow something that the generation's coming up. That there'll be a church here at 191 Clarkwood Road where they can come and worship like we worship. Amen. In an old-fashioned way. Amen. I guess one of the greatest compliments I had was somebody told, they was asking how we worship and how I preach. And one of the guys at work said, he's old-timey. And I guess I thought, well, that's pretty good. Was that a compliment? Amen. I think it was. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. I'm telling you, he said we need to be doing more so of these things because we see that day is coming. We see that day is coming. We're going to need Sunday school teachers for these kids. We're going to need everything that we do. So who's going to carry that torch when the next one passes away or not physically able? Somebody's going to have to step up. Somebody's going to have to step up. Amen. He said in Hebrews right here, he said even more so when you see that day soon approaching. I hope you leave here tonight wanting to do more for the Lord. Amen. We're going to ask him to come. Whoever's leading, brother, whoever's got a song tonight, come. Amen. And let's stand together. Amen. So much more. So much more. That will be our desire. Amen. Page 81. Let's look at ourselves tonight. Examine ourselves. Amen. If we was weighed in the balance, I wonder if we'd be found wanting tonight. God, we should have a desire. I want to do more.